Thank you for calling the Dial a Story Hotline. This is A Horseman in the Sky by Ambrose Bierce. His first feeling was a keen artistic delight. On a colossal pedestal, the cliff motionless at the extreme edge of the capping rock and sharply outlined against the sky was an equestrian statue of impressive dignity. The figure of the man sat the figure of the horse, straight and soldierly, and with the repose of a Grecian god carved in the marble which limits the suggestion of activity. The gray costume harmonized with the aerial background. The metal of the accoutrement and the comparison was softened and subdued by shadow. The animal's skin had no points of highlight. Carbine strikingly foreshortened lay across the pommel of the saddle, kept in place by the right hand grasping at the grip. The left hand holding the bridle rein was invisible. In silhouette against the sky, the profile of the horse was cut with the sharpness of a cameo. It looked across the heights of the air of the comforting cliffs beyond. The face of the rider turned slightly away. Showed only an outline of the temple and beard. He was looking downward to the bottom of the valley, magnified by lift against the sky and by the soldier's testifying sense of formidableness of a near enemy. The group appeared of heroic, almost colossal size. For an instant, Druce had a strange, half-denying feeling that he had slept to the end of the war and was looking upon noble work of art reared upon the eminence to commemorate the deeds of a heroic past of which he had been an inglorious part. The feeling was dispelled by the slight movement of the group. The horse, without moving its feet, had drawn its body slightly backwards from the verge, and the man remained immobile as before. Broad awake and keenly alive with the significance of the situation, Druce now brought the butt of the rifle against his cheek by cautiously pushing the barrel forward through the bushes, cocked the piece, and glanced through the sights, covered a vital spot of the horseman's breast. A touch upon the trigger, and all would have been well with Carter Druce. At that instant, the horseman turned his head and looked in the direction of the concealed foeman. Seemed to look into his very face, into his eyes, into his brave, compassionate heart. Is it then so terrible to kill an enemy of war? An enemy who has surprised a secret vital to the safety of oneself and comrades? An enemy more formidable for his knowledge than all his army for its numbers? Carter Druce grew pale. He shook in every limb, turned faint, and saw the statuesque group before him as black figures rising, falling, moving unsteadily in arcs of circles in a fiery sky. His hand fell away from his weapon. His head slowly dropped until his face rested in the leaves in which he lay. The courageous gentleman, and hardly a soldier, was near swooning from intensity of emotion. It was not for long. In this another moment, his face was raised from the earth. His hands resumed their place upon the rifle. His forefinger sought the trigger. Mind, heart, eyes were clear, conscious and reason sound. He could not hope to capture that enemy, to alarm him, but would send him dashing to his camp with his fatal news. The duty of a soldier is plain. The man must be shot dead from the ambush, without warning, without a moment's spiritual preparation, and never so much as an unspoken prayer. He must be sent to his account. But no, there is a hope. He may have discovered nothing. Perhaps he is but admiring the landscape. If permitted, he may turn and ride carelessly away in the direction whence he came. Surely it would be possible to judge at that instance of his withdrawing whether he knows. It may well be that his fixation of attention, Druce turned his head to look through the deeps of air downward, from the surface to the bottom of the translucent sea, he saw creeping across the green meadow a sinuous line of figures of men and horses. Some foolish commander was permitting the soldiers of his escort to water their beasts in open and plain view from a dozen summits. Druce withdrew his eyes from the valley and fixed them again upon the group of man and horse in the sky. And again, it was through the sights of his rifle. But this time, his aim was at the horse. In his memory, as they were divine mandate, rang the words of his father at their parting. Whatever may occur, do what you conceive to be your duty. He was calm now. His teeth were firm, but not rigidly closed. His nerves were tranquil as a sleeping babe's. Not a tremor affected any muscle of his body. His breathing, until suspended in him, the act of taking aim, regular and slow. Duty had conquered. The spirit had said to the body, "Peace, be still." He fired. That was A Horseman in the Sky by Ambrose Bierce. For previous Dial of Stories, visit the archive, kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.